Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we're talking about the most important subject, how you can be led by the Spirit of God. We've been reading to you from Kenneth E. Hagin's book. We talked about the fact that so many of us at the beginning of this year are seeking God, seeking Him for guidance. We have decisions that need to be made. On the broadcast with Brenda, she had an appearance of Jesus and He said to her to meditate the wisdom scriptures, the guidance scriptures, and sit before Him quietly and wait to hear what He has to say to your spirit, because it is your spirit, through your spirit, that He will lead you and guide you. Now, I'm reading to you because I did work for Kenneth E. Hagin, and I did put that book together, and I do know what an important subject it is, that I be led by the Spirit of God for my life, for the ministry God's called me to. So I'm reading to you from the back of my Bible. In the back of my Bible, I have copied different verses, little sayings or little paragraphs from books that I can meditate and then sit before the Lord. I've read you this another day, but it's so good I'm going to read it to you again. It is a note from the Numerical Bible on Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." What a sustenance of the true life within us to be thus day by day, receiving the messages of His will, guided by that wondrous voice, learning continually more the tenderness of His love for us. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learner. Isaiah 50, verse 4. This is the utterance prophetically of the Lord Himself. How blessed to be able to make it our own, and thus to have the fulfillment of those words, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye." Psalm 32:8. He who walking with God waits upon God, what shall ensnare him? What enemy shall prevail against him? Answer, nothing and no one. And so, other scriptures that I have, I'm going to just read you now from the back of my Bible, and I'll comment on them as I go. These are my meditation scriptures on guidance. Psalm 143:10, and I'm giving this to you from the Art Scrolls Hebrew to English translation. "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit guide me over level ground." What does that mean? No bumps in the road, no big rocks, no hindrances. I'm going to read it to you again. "Teach me to do your will." God has a will for you, and He's given you the Holy Spirit to teach you all things. So He will teach you to do God's will for your life, the Holy Spirit inside you. Reading it again. "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit guide me over level ground." Praise the Lord. Psalm 32:8 again. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye." God has a way. He has a path for you to walk. And He will instruct you and He will teach you how to walk that path, and not get over on another path that the devil wants you to. We're going to talk at the end of this week about not listening and not being deceived by the voice of the enemy. Psalm 27 is my favorite psalm. I like to read it from my Hebrew Bible. I can read it from my Hebrew Bible. It's so beautiful. But I'm going to read it to you today, and I'm going to insert into it as we read it some of the things that the Hebrew into English translation makes it more plain for us. With this psalm, David is seeking God's presence or God's face. It's used interchangeably, God's face, God's presence. And so he writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The Lord is my light. Remember, we studied that the spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord. And then remember how we read, "You will light my candle." So he will enlighten you. He will light your candle. He will enlighten your spirit. And with him doing that, there's no one for you to fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fall. There's an enemy. He's watching us. He'd like to eat up our flesh, even with cancer or some sickness or disease. But right here, we can use this verse right here. When he comes upon us, he'll fall. Though an host or an army, verse 3, should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Now we're going to get into the leading and the guiding part. One thing, David says, have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now, in the commentary of that verse in my Hebrew Bible, it says, David did not seek the seclusion of a monk. He sought God's presence. He actually was seeking not to be sitting down there in the tabernacle all day long. There was a tabernacle at the time of David. He sought to be in God's heavenly tabernacle, in his heavenly place. And he said, "One thing have I desired all the days of my life, to dwell there." This is like being in the secret place of the Most High. And we can do it too. We can aim to dwell. We're actually seated there, higher than David was. That tells us in Ephesians, we've been raised, quickened with him, raised with him, and seated with him at the right hand of God. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You can ask him questions. You can ask him, "What way should I go?" You can ask him what to do. Bless the Lord. Now, I'm going to skip on down to verse 8. And the King James has a little difficulty with it. It has in italics, so that tells you that it's not there. But it translates like this, with the first three words in italics. "When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto you, thy face, Lord, will I seek." This actually says, and the Hebrew translating it into English says, "In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek." This is from the Art Scrolls translation. "In your behalf, my heart has said." Now his heart spoke to him. Remember, the heart has a voice. But someone implanted that in his heart to say, and this is how they have a little note beside it, "God implanted this noble aspiration into David's heart. Then David's heart spoke as God's emissary. I hearken to the heavenly message and I seek you out, O Lord." So this is how it reads. "In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek." It's for God's purpose and will that he puts the message and the desire and the yearning in your heart to seek him. Because out of your life, he needs to receive glory. If you're not on the path for your life, if you're not doing what God wants you to do, the enemy's the one who's probably got it off you off of it. Your own flesh can do it as well. But in either case, your flesh, the world, or the devil, any of them leading or guiding you, then God is not leading and guiding you onto the correct path for your life, and God doesn't get any glory. Your main purpose on earth, as is the main purpose of everything, is to give God glory. So he said, "In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek. Bless the Lord. Verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies, it says over in the center reference column, because of those who watch me. The enemy watches you. He wants you to get off God's plan for your life. But you can ask the Lord to teach me, O Lord, my way, your way. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. And so I often sit almost every morning, to tell you the real truth, with those words of Psalm 27 in my mouth. Now, Psalm 16:11 is another verse that you can meditate. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Remember, that's where David sought to sit. And there's the place of fullness of joy and pleasures. Now, here's a verse that means a lot to me, and it spoke to me. I changed it, and I got it to speak to me. It's out of Deuteronomy chapter 4. And I hope that you've got your Bible there to turn with me. I thought I had it marked, but I didn't. It's taken me a little bit to get to it, but here I am. In chapter 4, it's speaking of God having spoken to the children of Israel at the mount. You remember when he gave them the Ten Commandments and gave Moses the law. It says there in verse 36, out of heaven, Moses speaking to the children of Israel, out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. And upon earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. Now that begins with, out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. I have written that down in the back of my Bible. Out of heaven he makes me to hear his voice, so that he might instruct me. And this actually came to me once when he spoke to me in my kitchen what seemed like an audible voice concerning 1 Corinthians 10:32. If you will remember this verse of scripture, it will keep your end time doctrine straight. And I was thinking about that when I was reading Deuteronomy one day, and I thought, out of heaven he made me to hear his voice, that he might instruct me. And it's instructed me in my life ever since. From the 70s, sometimes I pinch myself, like if I was at one time talking to Ariel Sharon an hour and 45 minutes on Bible prophecy. As I'm sitting in his office with him and only three other people, I'm thinking about that day in the kitchen when out of heaven he made me hear his voice, that he might instruct me. And I followed him, and it got me to sitting in that office with Ariel Sharon. Now, if you would like to have the book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, just phone us at 1-800-972-3447, and we'll be happy to send it to you for $10 plus shipping. This is Billy Brim saying to you today, Shalom.